Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Let's go, guys. All right, listen. After Ollie makes his second shot, and you will make your second shot, get back on defense right away. May just be enough time for them to throw in a desperation toss, okay? All right. Let's go.
Put him in, Ollie.
Team!
Hello and welcome to this special, very special edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is a special Sunday episode. We got together on Sunday for you peoples to put this thing together. So there will be no episode tomorrow on Monday. This is going to count as this episode, but we wanted to get this out here today because we are talking about the 70s Album Madness Tournament. We're specifically talking about Region D voting, which starts today on a Sunday. I'm Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is off today, nursing a hangover. With me, though, are Jason Goble. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you feeling okay on Sunday?
You know what? I'm feeling good. Right. It's March Madness at the end of the day. That's going to cure any sort of hangover. So let's talk music tourney at the end of the day.
That's right. And Bill Mulligan. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you doing? And I'll say this is my church, so there's no place else I'd rather be on a Sunday.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. We are talking about the first round in Region D, great 70s albums. And voting on these matchups will start today on Sunday and continue for the next 4 days. Then after that, we'll regroup a bit and then start up the Sweet 16. But before we get to all that, let's go back to the first round in Region D. I got to tell you guys, we ended up with a really strong set of albums, I think, in this region. The first matchup was the number one seed, The Who, and Who's Next. This was the second album, I believe, to crack triple digits. Who's Next got 102 votes to Roxy Music's Siren, which got 12.
You know, if Brian Ferry weren't so disgustingly handsome and charming, I'd almost feel sorry for him having to go up against The Who in the first round. But
agreed. Blowout. You know, look, it's a seminal album versus, again, niche. And you're not going to be a niche album. Ain't going to be Who's Next.
That's right. That's right. All right, speaking of the that 100 point mark, we had another one here. The number 2 seed Rolling Stones, Exile in Main Street, got 111 votes. I believe that is the highest vote total in all of the first round. And Rolling Stones defeated Brian Eno's Another Green World, which got 11 votes.
I believe the 100 vote margin is also the biggest margin.
Yes.
In the first round.
I mean, again, all due respect to Brian Eno, great artist, great producer. There was no way he was beating the Stones.
No, but I will say, I hope people took the Bill Mulligan challenge and actually listened if they weren't familiar with Another Green World, because it's really good. So go and listen to that. It's not Exile on Main Street. I get it, but it is really good. It is worth your time. Okay, we'll move on here to number 3. Another triple digit vote total here. This was David Bowie, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, 103 votes. And that defeated Todd Rundgren's Something Anything with 18.
I will say, to go back to something we said in the, we talked about a little bit in the last round, I got my Fish fandom back because I voted for, two albums that Fish covered in this round, Exile and Ziggy Stardust. I mean, Ziggy is my pick to get out of this bracket. We'll skip to a little bit of World Cup. This is, I think, the bracket of death at the end of the day. Just because I think whoever wins this thing is definitely going to have to earn it.
Let's move on here to number 4. Tom Petty, Damn the Torpedoes, went up against the Modern Lovers debut album, Modern Lovers. Tom Petty, 77, Modern Lovers, 44.
A good win for Petty. I know there was definitely support for Modern Lovers, but Petty pulling it out. And I think there were a couple people who even chimed in. I want to say Adam Koop, I think, chimed in that he thinks this one, or would love to see this one go all the way. Again, this is the bracket of death. So it's whoever wins this one's going to have to earn it. But I think Tom Petty, put on an impressive performance at the end of the day.
I think you're right about this bracket of death, or region of death, right? Because there's a couple of, lower seeded albums here that some people might consider like their favorite albums. And I think Modern Lovers is one of those. It has that sort of cult following to it, and we're going to get to another one here in a moment. Bill, any thoughts on this?
I mentioned the previous round, Tam the Torpedoes was kind of always on at the high school parties. So it didn't surprise me. I came to Modern Lovers later than I came to Petty, but either one would have been a worthy victor, but not surprised by the result.
Yeah. Okay, now we have a close one next year. We have the Cars debut. Cars, the number 5 seed, going up against Big Star's debut, number 1 record. And that one ended up quite close, 77 to 71 in favor of the Cars. But I will tell you, if you were watching this in real time, Big Star was ahead for much of the day of voting. And then the Cars sort of pulled it out at the end.
I think to that end, I woke up the next day and was surprised that the Cars had gotten enough votes to get past Big Star. And look, this is a Sophie's choice at the end of the day. Cars, possibly one of the best debut albums ever versus the Big Star album, which, everybody loves at the end of the day. I think echo something I said last year. Big Star, once again, knocking on the door, but like their career, couldn't just get over the top.
That's right.
Yeah. I voted for the Cars, but to be honest, I thought it was going to be an upset. I know this community really is into Big Star. And I think also, I might correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, this is the round that had the contest that had the most votes cast.
Oh, is that right?
In the entire first round. I believe so, yeah.
All right. Well, you're the math guy, Bill, so I'm going to trust you on this. But yeah, 77 to 71, that's a high-scoring game. Okay, number 6, Meatloaf, Bad Outta Hell. This one ended up not going so well for the better-seeded team. Bad Outta Hell went up against Iggy Pop, The Idiot, and The Idiot won 75 to 39.
Like I said during the preview, Iggy Pop, no fear at the end of the day. You got your 40 million albums? I don't care about that. I am going to shimmy. I'm going to shake. I'm going to wiggle my way around you and get the victory. Congratulations to Iggy Pop. A big win. I thought there would be more support for, one of the seminal albums of the 70s that even before you got into punk or whatever other type of music you ended up liking. Everybody knew about Bad Outta Hell. But Iggy was strong.
Yeah, I was frankly surprised by not maybe the result, but the magnitude of the victory.
Right.
I think perhaps there was a little Meatloaf fatigue. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing that.
Well, Meatloaf album. Meatloaf is very filling. You can only have so much.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, number 7. Is the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. There are various artists on there, but most people know that soundtrack for the Bee Gees. Against number 10, Blondie, Parallel Lines. Here we had another upset. Parallel Lines, 79 to Saturday Night Fever's 29. 50 vote difference.
Yeah, I was happy with the result. Parallel Lines is certainly one of my 10 favorite albums, probably one of my 5 favorite albums. So Debbie and the Boys, as far as they can go, is good with me.
You were a full-throated advocate for this album from what I read on Facebook, Bill.
Yes, yeah. I won't take the time to repeat that and what I wrote, but it's an album that is very much a part of my musical personage.
Yes. Okay, and then rounding out this first round, number 8, Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, against Buzzcocks, Singles Going Steady. This one was pretty close, but ultimately Elton John wins 61-56.
I was following this one on the Facebook page, and I think at one point they were actually dead even. And then it seemed like for every Buzzcock vote, Elton John was getting 2 votes. And when I said it was very even, I think it was like at that point, like 50-50. So I'll say this in terms of one of the best things about this tournament, the Buzzcocks album was an album I had never listened to. I can say I'm definitely a fan of that album now. That having been said, I wasn't going to vote against Elton. Sorry, Buzzcocks fans.
Okay. All right, now let's look ahead to the second round in this region. Again, you can start voting on this today with who's next going up against Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Is it to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
I was going to say, as much as I was not going to vote against Elton in the first round, I am not going to vote against Who in the second round. I think the Who win. And the funny thing is, as I said, I look at that 102 total, and I don't think they're going to win by 90, but I could see this being a blowout at the end of the day.
Yeah, as hard fought as the Buzzcocks Elton John contest was, it was the victor's prize was to lose to Who's Next in the next round for certain.
That's right. More than likely. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, let's move down here to a primetime network matchup here. You will have the Cars going up against Damn the Torpedoes.
I'm a Tom Petty guy, and I'm also not a big fan of the city of Boston. So Tom Petty it is for me. And I do think also Damn the Torpedoes will advance.
This actually won't be the last time I say this on this podcast, but I can't pick between these two.
I can't either. I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know either. Okay. I'm going to skip down here to Exile on Main Street versus Parallel Lines.
This is the other one I can't pick between, and it's not because I think it's going to be close. It's just because I cannot be fair in any way. So,
all right.
So
you will cede your time to Jason.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bill, but I think Exile wins. This is one where I'm hoping it's not like the blowout that Exile had against Dino, but I think Exile wins, and I think Exile wins handily.
That's fair.
This is one where I wish we had Patrick here. We could find out what the point spread is. All right. And then I'm going to round things out here with this. Is a tasty matchup, right? Ziggy versus Iggy. You have David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust against Iggy Pop's The Idiot. These guys are great friends. They've worked together, and now they are competitors.
They're both very wily, too, at the end of the day. I think Iggy could do some moves against Meatloaf. That Meatloaf was basically posterized a number of times during that first round matchup, but I don't see that happening against David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust. My pick out of this round is David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust. I think this will be a tight matchup, but I do think Ziggy's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, the man sang a duet with Bing Crosby, so it's hard to go against him.
Interestingly here, The Idiot includes a song that David Bowie later covered in China Girl. Yeah. All right, we'll see how this goes. Everybody vote today in these matchups, and you will hear from us again as we recap the second round and preview the Sweet 16. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much, Jason and Bill. You guys have been a delight.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. And get out there and vote on our Facebook page, and we'll talk to you all later.
I am going to shimmy. I'm going to shake. I'm going to wiggle my way around you and get the victory.